Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5.
Just beaten in the cold. I thought I needed something more. I thought I needed something more. I worry everything is pure. My sins are calling through the door.
Alan Apollo live in the studio here on KX93.5. Wow. Just wow and wow. Sound great. Really awesome. And I tell you, you know, people probably think, you know, the drums sort of sound electronic, and they are, except that Matt's whacking a thing with sticks. It's not like it's not like a drum machine thing. Really great, guys. You sound amazing.
Thank you so
actually.
Much.
You must have been, we've seen you obviously over the years. You played at our Marine Room. Here, look, use that black mic there, Ryan, to talk. Ryan's here. Ryan's the lead singer. Looking,
hey man.
Yeah. And looking a bit Robert Downey Jr. this morning.
Oh, I'll take it then.
Will you take that? Yeah. So you played for us at the Marine Rano 2015, I think it was.
Right.
Down there, and you, I don't know, it's, you've done a lot of stuff since then. What's going on?
Well, yeah, we've been writing for just, I think in, was it 2015? That might have been right.
It was May 2015.
Right,
yeah,
okay. Yeah, I think we've been writing a bunch for the last, like, year. We were just getting together. We had so many demos that we had written. It just became a process of selecting which songs we wanted to actually produce. And we went up to Seattle, recorded that song and four others that are going to be released in the next coming months.
How long were you in Seattle for?
Just like a week.
Were you?
Yeah.
They say it's going off Seattle, like it's really cool again.
Oh, yeah, I love Seattle. Yeah. I told my fiance I want to move there, actually, and she's like, no, we're not going there.
Too wet? Why? Because of the rain? She doesn't like the rain? Is that what it is? Most people say that.
She just doesn't want to move, but I mean, I loved the city. I just like the, you know, the forest that's kind of in the city.
Yeah.
It's really cool. You actually have, like, fresh air, and, well, I live in L.A., so there's empty streets. You can actually drive to places.
Right. And there's a scene, and there's a city center. It's not like, it's like a traditional city. It's not like L.A., which obviously is a, you know, sprawl.
Sprawled.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's cool. So you've been writing, doing the demos, and you go and you do this record in Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens with that? Do you like, because there's a producer involved, right?
Yeah, Eric Lillivois. Am I saying his name right? Yep. You know, I've only
Heard of him before.
Yeah, yeah,
he did. My Chemical Brothers.
Yeah, My Chemical Romance. Yeah,
Romance.
Yeah, Alice Genius.
Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah, Alice Genius.
Honestly,
Saint
I'm
Hotel.
So old.
No, you're not.
Yeah. Alice Genius, really?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
That's cool.
And yeah. Saint Motel. And actually, while we were there, Saint Motel came and did a show, and they like brought him on stage, and so it was really cool. He's the little piece of rock history we were working with.
Yeah,
is it down at London Bridge Studios?
London Bridge Studios, I've heard of it. Now, and is this fancy like SSL board and all that? Is it like big old thing?
Yeah, yeah, fully stocked studio. They had like a Wurlitzer. They had everything. Yeah. They had two pianos. It was
I love
great.
A Wurlitzer.
Yeah, yeah, me too.
Did you smell it? Did you sniff it? Because they have a certain smell about them.
Oh, you know it.
Yeah,
I think I might actually know what you're talking
about. You can hear us smelling the Wurlitzer on the recording. Like,
it's on the B-side.
It was Pearl Jam's old studio. So.
Oh, my God. So you don't want to go anywhere near it, really. Wow. Oh, that's cool. So you did the demos and you go up and the producer sort of, what does he do? Does he help you knock the songs together or is he mostly like recording dude?
Yeah, he was great. He really helped nurture us. And, you know, we're in the process of putting out new songs or single. And he really helped, you know, define our roles in the band, helped, you know, showcase what we do best and brought out the best in us.
So we did this pre-production process. You know, a lot of times with pre-production, like, you're focusing on finishing the songwriting process, mm-hmm. and the arrangement process.
Right.
And we did a lot of that, but we also focused on just, like, getting the right mentality and, like, what exactly are we thinking we want to be in the future with Island Apollo, you know? And so we came up with this analogy, and we're like, okay, you know, Coachella's happening, you yeah. know, this coming, you know, next 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
We're like, okay, just imagine, like, these mannequins in the Coachella Valley melting to our music, and, like, it's just, like, this cacophony of craziness, and California angst was, like, the yeah. mentality that we wanted to keep throughout the whole process.
I just want to say to the listener, Heath is wearing a necklace.
I'm just saying,
I just want you to know that the
guy
that's speaking right now.
Correction, I'm wearing two necklaces.
Two necklaces.
Melting
neckline.
Mannequins.
He's wearing yeah. neckline, and he's talking about melting mannequins in the desert. And no, listen, you've got to have a philosophy of some kind,
there
right?
Because there's a philosophy major right here.
Ah, that's what it is.
Yep. So I don't know anything that I'm saying.
Yeah. He's halfway hippie. He's almost there.
There's a philosophical school of thinking about what you know. What's it called? The science of what you know. Epistemology.
Yes.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. That's it. Goodbye. Yeah. We're done for the day.
Yeah. That's it. We know all there is to know. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah. that building up an idea of what you are, I can see how that works. And it's not just about the playing and the making this thing sound like a certain thing. But when you've done it, right, and you've made the record, now do you sound different to the way you did before? Have you got to relearn the songs?
I think it sounded a little bit different. I think we're keying a lot more into lately, in the last couple of years, the sound as in the audio engineering. Like we can have a sound when we write it together, but it necessarily changes when you record it, just by fact of where you place all the instruments, where you're placing the bass, where how forefront is the vocal, is it very present, is it very washed out.
Right, these details are all stuff you've got to kind of make a decision about.
Right, and you don't have to really figure that out when you're writing it necessarily, but
right.
when you record it, that's part of the sound design, I think. And we carry that definitely to the live show, but Yeah, I don't know. I think it's just a process that you can't really pin down. It's not the same every time or song by song. It just, you're in it, and it's hard to pin, like, I think of Conspirator as another one of these tracks. We had that like a year and a half ago, and we demoed that basically twice and then recorded it. And, man, I can't even track the changes in it exactly, but it sounds different. Like, it's the same parts, but how we recorded it, it sounds like a different song.
And then do you go back and, like, go, well, on the recording, there's a big washy reverb at this point, so we have to do that live? Or do you just go, you know what, there's five of us, and we're going to make this song work, just, we're going to, you know, Matt's going to go 1, 2, 3, 4, and off we go.
I think for the most part, the very important things, like there's a loud reverb that's like very prevalent, will be like, hey, we got to make sure we have that.
Right.
But everything else, unless it's like sticking out in the room when we're playing live, we'll just let it go. I mean, our live set is its own thing for sure.
Well, to that point, yesterday, you know, when we were coming up with this acoustic arrangement, you know, we had that mentality of like, hey, how can we write based on the sounds? And we came up with 4 songs like on the spot that were all just, you know, sound based, and yeah. And you know, and because we kind of need that, you know, in our set too. Mm-hmm. We feel like, and on you know, whatever album we're
definitely
gonna put
and
out,
and so. I think what Heath is kind of getting at too is like, back to your question, which I didn't really quite answer, that I think narrowing down what our style is has helped us moving forward. Like, we kind of know what we're writing for more so than we did in the past, even when we were writing this album.
Right, right. And as a band too, of no doubt, you know, you sort of, you become, becomes like a band mission statement rather than. And so then you can go, right, we're doing this song, we're rehearsing it. Does it fit in with our, you know, the melting mannequins in the desert thing? I'm not making fun of you. I mean, really, you know.
Definitely.
Because sometimes there's no other way to describe things like that than just being completely obtuse. But you all know what it means.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
For us, it's like we want to fit in with the Coachella landscape, but kind of twist it and make it anti... You know, kind of be against it, I guess, at the same time.
Well, our mantra was, what was it? It was like, we are anti...
We're
counterculture because we understand popular culture.
It was Eric's little maxim.
Yeah, that was our producer came up with that, and we just kind of kept reasserting that along the process.
I'm just going to expand upon that. Because
here's Adam, the bass player.
Yes, hi, how's it going? Yeah, because the thing is, we have been doing this for so long, you know. We've been playing together for almost a decade now throughout different bands and stuff. You know, it is actually a very organic feeling, you know. This isn't a contrived statement. We have been around tons of bands that have sort of, you know, changed their vision and stuff to fit some sort of, you know, smart, arbitrary... thing being told by the record label or whatever, you know.
Oh, it's so obvious, man. Have you been to South by Southwest recently? I mean, everywhere you turn this corner and then there's whatever's big, there's a band playing that sounds like that.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
The worst year was Coldplay. That was the worst year. It's going back a few years now. And they all sounded like everybody sounded like
you know. Clocks.
And even, I mean, Coldplay sucks, so you can imagine what cover bands sound like.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Well, Coldplay doesn't even sound like Coldplay anymore.
No, that's right. Great. Well, that's the good thing about Coldplay.
Yeah.
But that's the thing really that Eric was able to help with us is that we did feel this way, but we didn't quite know how to you know, send the message. We didn't know what exactly we were feeling.
Right.
And that's kind of what we figured out. We're like,
that's
what
a producer does. So, well, he sounds like a great character, this guy.
Yeah, no, he's wonderful. Yeah. He's excellent. Really cool guy, too.
Having said that, can I play? Just play, because I want to talk to you a bit more about live shows coming up and stuff, but I feel we should play some music, because that's what we do on this station. Yeah, let me play an old tune of yours, Pure Love.
Yes, sure.
Yeah.
This is Adam Apollo, Pure Love on KX93.5. And when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more for just a few more minutes about live shows coming up and what these guys are doing. It's Island Apollo live on KX93.5.
Cause when I look back, it's always colder. me, son, I don't want you to feel alone. 'Cause everything that you see will soon be just a memory, and the ground above will soon be stone.
KX 93.5, it's the Goons Only FM, Island Apollo there. From when was that? When was that recorded, Brian?
Now, when was it recorded?
Yeah.
Heath, when was that, do you know?
Well, we released it in 2015.
Okay, so yeah. It's a couple of years old.
Yeah.
Still sounding great, though. Thanks. But the new stuff, really awesome. We're playing a brand new song called Hold It Down. They played it live just a few moments ago. The podcast of this interview will be up, if, you know, later on this morning at kx935.com. Tell us about gigs coming up.
Yeah, so we have quite a few shows coming up. You know, we're booking up the calendar again now that Hold It Down is at least on the blogs, you know, and we're gearing up for a release later on in the year. But, yeah, we're going to be making some show announcements later this week. So if you guys just go to Facebook and follow us, you know, Island Apollo, or on Twitter, Instagram, all that.
I know you can't announce it, but there's a big show coming up and it's cool. So
very exciting.
People should go to that Facebook page and just check out about a week from now.
Almost a week.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. And we can't announce it yet.
Right. Follow us online, Island Apollo.
Island Apollo, yeah. The other thing I want to talk to you about is this PBS concert series.
Yeah.
Landmarks Live.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, our song Lion Eyes is now part of the theme song for season one, and we're really excited about that.
I bet you are. Are you going to get to be on the show, do you think?
I don't know.
I doubt it.
This is like Alicia Keys and
Churches. I see. I've got the list here, yeah.
Right.
Will I Am.
Yeah. Churches.
Whatever.
Whatever.
Right.
I mean, so yes, we'll be on the show.
Yeah.
No, that's cool though, because people will hear the song because they'll be, you know, looking for. It's good. You're sort of getting attached to these other brands. Why not?
Yeah. We'll
I hate
take
to use
it,
the
man.
Word brands with bands, but you know what I mean. Yeah. Right. Anyway, it's very nice to see you, boys.
Nice to see you, man. Thanks
and Apollo been here this Thank morning. You. Yeah, yeah. And maybe, I mean, you're too big for the Marine Room now, aren't you?
No, we'll take it.
Love Laguna.
Give us a show.
A gig's a gig.
Yeah.
Do you know, I go out and do gigs sometimes, and I have a drummer, but he's in Supertramp right now. But when he comes home at weekends, $75 gigs with Jason.
There you go.
At the hotel, because you just got to keep playing, you know.
Totally. Yeah.
Anyway, it's really lovely to see you, and come back again.
Thank you.
We will. Have us back.
Oh, wait a minute. Is it islandapollo.com? Is that the website?
What yes.
I should say?
Islandapollo.com.
Islandapollo.com. It's KX 93.5.